Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. God bless the day that he has made, and I shall rejoice and be glad in it. I'm thankful today because God is so good. He's so good to his people. I trust him with my life, amen. I don't lean to my own understanding, but I allow him to lead and guide me into his righteousness. And ever since I gave my life to him, things have not been the same. Pastor Steve Dinwiddie, New Season Ministries, located at 1830 Lamont Avenue in Dallas, Texas. So that you can catch us on the web, amen, on Facebook, praise the Lord, at New Seasons Christmas Ministry, or you can catch us by calling us or writing us at P.O. Box 383-006, Duncanville, Texas, 75138, amen, or 972-854-4800. Amen. We thank God for the opportunity to come before you today. I praise God because he is just a tremendous help in my life. Man, he is my source. He is my light. He's my buckler and my shield, and I trust him. Amen. With everything that I have and everything that I am. Amen. I thank God for the lesson on today. Glory to God. Amen. God versus gods. Amen. God versus gods. Praise God. Amen. As we begin to think about how God begins to manifest himself in this earth realm, there's so many things that we have to look at, amen, as opposed to what we see on television or acted out or portrayed, amen. But before we get into the Word of God, let's go boldly before his throne. Father, we love you, praise and magnify you. We thank you because you're an awesome wonder. We appreciate you, God, because you have met us here today. We thank you for filling us with the Holy Ghost and giving us an anointing to carry out the Word of God. Speak to our hearts right now, God. Open up our eyes of understanding, God, and reveal your arm of salvation in Jesus' name. We pray, amen and amen. Praise the Lord. If you look at Acts, amen, in the 17th chapter, amen, as Paul, amen, was dealing with a group of people here, amen, starting about the 22nd verse, amen, dealing with a group of people that were at a place called Mars Hill, glory to God. You know, when you think about it, it kind of is like a TMZ, praise God, where all the information, amen, is going around the cities. They met in this particular place to discuss all the current issues, all the, you know, the theologies, the ideologies and philosophies and what was happening in that day. And so they just kind of sit around and begin to discuss different topics, praise God. And as Paul was listening to all the different people talk about religion and all other sorts of topics, he inquired to them about a statue, praise the Lord, that they had erected, amen, in the midst of all these other statues, praise the Lord. They had the statues that were God of light and the God of the sun, the God of the earth, the God of the moon, the God of prosperity, amen, just a whole bunch of statues that were supposedly to represent, amen, the different gods that had that they believed that they called on. Amen. In the midst of them, amen, because of their superstition, they even had a god that they called the unknown god. And the reason that they erected this particular statue for the unknown god, because if they had left out any of the other gods, they didn't want that god to be offended, so they called him the unknown god, praise God. And I know it sounds crazy, but you know what? People, amen, they've gotten very superstitious, amen. People have gotten to the point to where they are trying to see whether God is a genie or not, and they would try any of those little g gods, amen, to try to fulfill their own desires and lusts that they have in this earth now. But Paul, amen, using his wisdom, praise the Lord, and an opportunity to minister to them, he said, well, that's the God I want to talk about, the God that you don't know, praise the Lord, the God that is unknown, amen. As he began to preach to them and let them know from the beginning that in the beginning it was God that created the heavens and the earth, but God, amen, is one person, glory to God, he is one, amen, but he is three, amen, he is the God, the Father, God, the Son, and God, the Holy Ghost, amen, and in him everything is made, amen, nothing is made without him, praise the Lord. As he began to minister to them and let them know that he's the only true and living God, all of these other gods that you have erected, amen, they can't speak. They can't see. They can't talk. They're not able to tell you where to go or how to do things. They're not able to bless you, amen, and walk with you. But I know a God that is able. I know a God that can do exceedingly and abundant above all that we can ask or think. You know the God that you crucified, praise the Lord, the one a few years ago that you all had put on the cross, amen, and you let the killer go free and you put him on the cross and crucified him? That's the living God that I want to talk about. That's the God that came to save you from your sins. That's the God that you should be calling on, and his name is Jesus, glory to God. And as Paul began to speak to them, amen, their eyes began to open because they understood that Jesus, amen, is the reason, amen, that they were able to breathe, live, and have their very being, glory to God. And as we begin to think about it now in this day and age, we have so many things that are going on that are anti-Christ, glory to God. We are living in an anti-Christ society right now. I even saw a movie trailer that was talking about some type of evil spirit, and in the movie said, not even God could help you now. This spirit is greater than God. Like God is an action figure, praise the Lord. Or God is Superman who is afraid of kryptonite. Listen, God is the creator of all things. God is not a superhero. God is not a folktale. God is not a myth. You can't put God in a box and talk about, and this is that, and I got something that'll overcome your God. Because we're not talking about a God with a little g. We're talking about the God of all gods. We're talking about the Most High God. We're talking about the God that is supreme, that is able to do everything but fail. This God that we serve created the whole universe and everything that's in it, everything that's around it, and everything that goes through it. And until people understand that the God of our salvation is not just something that we have in our mind, not just the religion of the Christians, but he is the God of this whole world. Until we help them understand that the God opened us their eyes and revealed his arm of salvation, they're going to be stuck in thinking that God is something small and insignificant. It puzzles me, amen, that we are living in a day and age, praise the Lord, where people say that there's a lot of different ways of getting to heaven. Everybody wants to be saved, but nobody wants a Savior. Everybody wants to be right, but nobody wants to be righteous. Everybody wants to be separated, but nobody wants to be consecrated. We're living in that day where we're heaping up teachers, amen, and we have itchy ears, and whatever, if they're saying what we want to hear, then we'll flock toward them, put our money toward them, put our time toward them, put the media coverage toward them. But when we look at what God has done and how he has separated us and set us free, amen, and has put us in a position to be effective witnesses, we need to stay on our post. We need to let people know that there is only one true and living God, that he's the God of Jacob, the God of Abraham, the God of Moses, praise the Lord, and he's my God. And so Paul began to talk to them, amen, and just like many other times, when we get around people, they think they know so much. They think they have so much of this thing down. They have a philosophy. They have a history, amen. They even know some of the scriptures, amen, to try to back up their sick thinking, glory to God. But when we preach Christ, when we preach Christ and him crucified, when we preach Christ on the cross, praise the Lord, and people's eyes begin to be open, and then the veil begins to come off their heart, and then they're able to receive and realize, man, this is the true and living God. This is the one that I've been looking for. I thought I could find it in the God of the sun and the God of the moon and of the stars, but I recognize, amen, that this is the God above all those gods. The Bible said, neither is there salvation in the other. But there's no other name under heaven whereby we must be saved. We are only saved by the name of Jesus. There's prosperity in that name. There's true holiness in that name. There's deliverance in the name of Jesus. There's healing in the name of Jesus. We thank God for a name that we can call on. We don't have to worry about all these little bitty G's, praise the Lord, and all these little things. Oh, I better thank this God here. I better thank this God for that. I better thank that God for this. No, we have a God. Amen. That's above all. Glory to God. He is above all. And we thank God that he's given a name to him. Amen. That's above every name. That's above every manner of sickness and disease. That's above no depression and oppression. That's above all the different things that we go through. Amen. We thank God for a name that is greater. Glory to God. The name. name of Jesus Christ. And as we begin to celebrate him even there on next week, amen, as the resurrection day is fastly approaching, we need to recognize that he's not just another God. He's not just an option, praise the Lord. He's not an alternative, amen, to somebody else's lifestyle or religion. He is the one and true. He's the true, immutable God, praise the Lord, and fall footed. Amen. He's the God that we need to focus on because he's the creator of all things. And I tell you what, we're living in a day and age where even in America, praise the Lord, there's people that are growing up even thinking that he's an option, thinking that he's fictional, thinking that he's mythical, praise the Lord, or thinking that he never existed. We need to wake up and we need to make sure that we're preaching the gospel, that we're preaching the truth, that we're going in the highways and the hedges and knocking on doors and letting people know there is a real God. There is a God that can save you. There is a God that can bring you out of that. There is a God that can deliver you from that circumstance. You need to stop smoking that weed, God, praise the Lord, and stop worshiping that drinking, God, glory to God, and stop going out there and homemonging and putting yourself in a position where you're worshiping your own physical body. There is a God that's above every God. Glory to God. We bless him, and we magnify him, and we lift him up, because he's our Savior. He brought us from a mighty long way. Amen. When we was once lost, amen, he revealed his offer of salvation. He began to show us that he was the way, the truth, and the life. Amen. And he's blessing us right now. Amen. Even as we think about it, amen, God has brought us from a mighty long way. There was a time when we were just out there and destitute, praise the Lord, and didn't know how to go from one place to another. We were lost, amen, and I was following our situations. We were depressed, amen. Hands were hung down. Didn't know which way to go or what to do. But God saved us in due time. And because he saved us, amen, and because he revealed his arm of salvation, we need to make sure that other people know. We need to get the word out that there's a God, amen, that is searching for you. There's a God that is knocking at the door of your heart. There's a God, amen, that will fulfill all of those voids in your life. You've been looking at the wrong gods. You've been searching in the wrong places. But he said that if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves, turn from their wicked ways and pray, seek my face, then I will heal their land. We need to make sure that people know that God is not a comic book hero, but he's the God of all gods, the King of all kings, and the Lord of all lords. Father, we thank you today. We praise and magnify you, God, because you've been so good to us, God. You're better than we've been to ourselves. We're so grateful, amen, that you opened up our eyes so we can see your own salvation. Now we're here, safe and center of your will. And we bless you for it right now. God, help us to be effective witnesses in this earth realm that we can draw others to you, God, as your will is done on earth as it is in heaven. We bless you. Amen. This is Pastor Steve Dinwiddie, New Season Ministry. God bless.